Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Greenwood on the phone with us. Hello, Lee.
Thank you very much. Great day. Appreciate you taking my call.
Well, I do want to say that we have played a lot of your music here over the years. We used to play country music back in the 80s, and I don't know if anybody got more airplay than you. You were pretty hot back then.
It's fun, you know, to know that when you release a song, it hits radio and reaches the public. And we talk about that all the time, how sometimes an artist can make a great song and sometimes a great song can make an artist. But when you get the combination of two together, it's really magic.
My mother had to be the biggest fan of yours. She used to work the morning shift. I was just a young DJ at the time back in the early 80s, and she played the fool out of some Lee Greenwood on those 45s. So she was a big fan. She'll be at the concert, I know, and there are several others that heard those songs and still listen to some of the music today that'll be there for Saturday night's show.
Wonderful. I appreciate her, and I appreciate what you've done.
Well, thank you very much. I'm looking at the music, and I'm familiar with it. You've had so many good songs over the years, and so many number one hits, so many top 40 hits. The one that everybody always talks about, I know you get this question all the time, is of course, God Bless the USA, which has kind of become almost our national anthem here. I know that's got to be something that you cherish, but on the other hand, I'm sure you say to people, well, you know, I've got a lot of other stuff out there. Well, how do you look at that? Because I guess a whole lot of artists are known for, they have a signature tune, and this is certainly yours.
Right. Well, at the top of the list is appreciation. I mean, I'm grateful that I have a song that stands for something really beautiful, honoring America. And it has a lot in it because it took me a long time to write the song. The first opening line of the song was about my grandparents and our farming and how the grain was being subsidized by the government and just chased us out of business. So, we pretty much had to start over. And so, a lot of people sometimes lose hope about life. And I guess that's why I wrote the song, just give people spirit and hope and to know that as long as there's life, there's hope and there's a chance to go on and rebuild your life.
Could you have ever imagined that the song would become anywhere close to how big of an anthem it is today?
Well, I think I kind of anticipated it would be big with the cross-section of the military because I put in the song and I addressed and honored the military for their job of protecting America. I didn't think that generations would pass it down to next groups of kids and let them sing it in school. And it's a simple song. You know, it's not tough. And so maybe that's it. Maybe it's just easy to sing.
And it's been sung so many times around, I'm sure, by so many people. We even did one for Tallahassee. We did God Bless Tallahassee. We took your words and kind of changed them around. Yeah. Is there a particular favorite that you have of all the stuff you've done? Is there one that stands out?
Well, I might say there's half a dozen or so. Naturally, our first group of songs, and everybody likes, who becomes a fan of an artist, they like the original music. I remember when I broke out on MCA, our first song was It Turns Me Inside Out. It was a tear-jerking ballad, and I had my R&B chops up from Nevada when I first moved to Tennessee, and it was kind of a nice blend between real traditional country. I remember Pig Robbins was a keyboard player, a blind keyboard player in Nashville on that session. It was so simple. And it was easy for me to sing, and it was a magic recording. Of course, we had to follow it with several others, or we would have been history, and there was Ring on Her Finger, there was Going, Going, Gone, She's Lying, and then we had a couple of up-tempo songs, You Got a Good Love Coming, which I had a video with Patrick Duffy in, that kind of was magic. Now, I wrote a love song for Kenny Rogers, and that was a hit by him, so it gave us another avenue of the way to reach the public. But of all those songs, they're all important to me. I know that as I do my stage show, in record it's the same thing. You can't do the same kind of song over and over and over and over. I know a lot of people do that and they go back to the well. And whether it's Brooks and Dunn or Montgomery Gentry, they always have these up-tempo songs that blast radio and it's exciting. And people love that for that excitement. They go see a show and they expect that kind of concert. Where we were kind of on the other side, I had the emotional ballads and the pretty songs. And we could only have so many of those, and I kept telling my producer, Jerry Crutchfield, we just have to have something that's more exciting in our music. And we had Touch and Go Crazy, which was a hit across the nation, and that kind of satisfied that soul for a while. Somebody's Gonna Love You that crossed over. IOU, we went back and got another ballad again. So there's just a bunch of them that are all important in my career.
My favorite, Morning Ride. I always liked that song.
Like Dixie Road, which was a most played song that year in 1985 in country radio, Morning Ride was that same kind of easy country tempo that I could sell, and because my voice does not lend itself well to like a Toby Keith song, and so I do those easier, prettier songs. I kind of like the James Taylor of country music.
Yeah, Yeah, you. I mean, from the early '80s, from the time that you put into It Turns Me Inside Out out there, and all the way until the end of the decade. I mean, you just had numerous hits, just one after another. What was it like during that time, just being on top of the charts?
Well, of course, after you get on top of the charts, then you have to do your tour, you know, so that the people can see you live, and that's the exciting part for me. I mean, I like doing studio stuff, of course, because state of the art. But when you get out and you introduce your songs to the public, just like when we introduced God Bless the USA in 1985, well, 83 I wrote it, and we put it on stage in 84, but it was just, it's an overwhelming response, and it just touches you emotionally, and you really get lifted up off the ground.
Lee, we thank you for the music. We appreciate your time today.
Well, thank you and all the folks at WTLS.